This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, so with Parshas Tzav, Seis Teres Ha'ila, Seis Teres Ha'chatas, Asham, V'chazal Lomdu Mizeh Ha'oisik V'Teres Ha'ila Kilo Hikir V'Ila. So a very famous Chazal that Isaac Beteres Eilus Kili Ikir Vayil and so on. Nira, Kamechuvin Makarbim, while Lima Teela Shaitzar Makarbim. So he says, he explains Pshat over here. That means Keilu, that in the Karbim itself, it's what the person learns and understands from what he did. That's the Ikir. If learning can replace it, you know, his logic is, if the Teres Ha'ola and Teres Chatas, if the logic, if learning it can replace it, that means that in a certain sense, the Etzim is what you got out of it. Now, a few points. First of all, it begs the question, so why do we need to do it? So then we should always just learn it. Because the way he phrases it, the way he frames it, that Mechuvma is the Limu that tells you that's a carbon, then don't ever do it. And it's the same way, like in the Rambam sheet, the way the Rambam says the Ikar is the Haskalah a person gets from it, so on. So that's that's one point of interest. He's not going to talk about it. And a second point of interest is the Rabbeinu Bechaya says over here that he makes a point, a very famous Rabbeinu Bechaya, and it's echoed by others, Radak says it someplace, that there is no, it's, if somebody says these psukim and he doesn't understand what he's saying, then he doesn't get anything out of it. It's not that if you say karbonis, and by extension, this is true of all the schoolers always in the learning it. So that's a separate point, and that point stands on its own. But his point is a little bit hard to understand, that if the mechum is to learn from it, then why don't you just learn? I would assume the pshatnit is when a person does something, the learning that he does from living it by far surpasses any type of book learning. So the quality, it's just like, you know, life experience. A person who lives through some sort of issue or whatever, so that person definitely has a much more a gut understanding of the thing in a way that he couldn't have without it. And so certainly the chance to do the karbonis could teach a person a lot more. But even if he didn't do it, but Lamaisa, as long as he lived it, as long as the person learns it, he has something from it. His point that he's making is, let's give an example. If there's a mitzvah to help somebody with a chesed, so I'm going to come along and say that if I learn about the chesed, it's almost as good. Doesn't make any sense. So if the point in a carbon was to bring animals, and the focus is the animal that you brought, and that's it, then the learning couldn't replace it. But since the pshat is the essence of the mitzvah is to deher whatever it is that you need to, except that doing it is the ultimate deher, so learning is somewhat of a deher. That I think is the way it understands Vasemis. Nira, kemachuv me'akorm ha'limud, so you have the mitzvah, and then you have the Torah that comes out from the mitzvah. B'zeh HaKadosh. B'zeh HaKadosh has Eish Tamid Tukad, Ki Aveira Mechaba Mitzvah, V'loi Torah. So the Zohar says that Aveira is Mechaba Mitzvah, but not Mechaba Torah. Which is going to... in other words, it's the maila of the Torah that's coming from the mitzvah itself, and now he's going to explain why. Apirush. Koyach mitzvah hu iskashrus vizdabkus. Shekol mitzvah medabek odom bo yisparach. So if we're to if the person creates a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the tzura is that the chibur attaches us. So if I'm holding something and you're holding something, so we're connected. That's the tzura of a mitzvah. The word mitzvah has that mashmos. Tzeves means a chibur. Lases tzeves lezeh means to become tied to a certain person. In modern Ivrit, the tzevet is a team, a group, a team. So mitzvah is the connection that the mitzvah builds. Olazeis aveira mekalklo masik achibur. So since the chibur is a chibur of a maisa, a certain maisa is mechaber, so then avera can cut it. Avoteri pchinas kabbalah, she'odom loymed umikabel la'atzmoi, she'nichnasim b'divetera. V'zil l'yuchal li'bote avera, k'nidbokim b'divetera she'kibel kanal. So the point is that Divrei Torah is sort of an absorption of the Torah of Kila Kadosh Baruch Hu into oneself. It's the nature. Let's just flesh out the nature of it. When I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm doing a certain maisa, which is outside of myself. So the pa'ula itself is outside of myself, and it's an act which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has asked for. So I'm doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked for, so this ma'isa connects us. If I ask somebody, could you do me a favor and get me this, that, or the other thing, person brings it to me, so the thing they brought to me is a connection. I'd asked him to do it, he did it, and that sort of creates a connection. Divrei Torah is a very different type of chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I open myself up to absorbing the understanding the chachma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put down as truth, and I absorb it into myself. There is nothing outside that is left that could possibly be cut off by an avera. So it has become me and part of myself, and therefore avera does not have a pool anymore. Let's say avera mekal kumaske chibur mechaber veiks a mitzvah. Avot Torah b'chinas kabbalah sharam loymed umekabel atzmai. It's something my chibur takadosh baruch hu because I've absorbed some of that. So he says you can have the same dimension. He prints on in this edition, the print is there on the bottom. If a person does the mitzvah lishma, and he's mekabel the limud the chuvah the davik by yisparach, so he says then the person is also that on that mitzvah there is no kibui. Now let's just explain what exactly he means over here. We can do different. When we do a pa'ula, so someone asks me, could you please get me a glass of water? Fine. I go, I bring her a glass of water. So there's him, there's me. I've done something to bring it to the other person. And that act ties us together, so to speak. Now, the it's an external act. He wanted something, not that I'm particularly... It's not an expression myself, but I did it for the other person. I did it, I brought it to him, and that's that. Masha Enke. So when we do a mitzvah, and the kavana is, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so, and we've got to listen to what he says, and that's that, and therefore I do it. So it's an okay kavana, and it creates a bond because there is something here that's connecting me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I'm trying to internalize the Divrei Torah from the mitzvah, if the mitzvah is lishma, it means as follows. If somebody asks me to get him a glass of water, so the maisa is a maisa for the other person, and I do it because I care for the other person, I want to help the other person, I'm rachmanis to the other person, I'm scared of the other person, and so on. Imagine I ask somebody to help, I ask somebody to help me learn how to do X, Y, Z, and he says, here, this is how you do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it. And I do it. Now, the maisa that I'm doing is for its own sake. Let's say the person is teaching me how to play guitar. So he tells me to hold it this way and hold it that way and to strum my fingers this way, that way. So even though I'm quote-unquote listening to the other person on what to do, but I'm doing it because I want to know how to play guitar. I'm doing it because playing guitar is important to me, and I'm therefore internalizing whatever I'm being told. So a person can do a mitzvah because of obligation to the Ribbono Shel'Olam, which is a halachically perfectly acceptable kavana, it's a nefesh kavana, but it means that it's just a maisa that is mechavni HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I'm doing this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I deher that the maisa mitzvah is something that I want to internalize because it's a dover that's toiv, bringing this particular carbon is toiv and so on, then it has the same status as Torah. And b'meila, aveira is not going to be mechabit because it has become part of my metzias. So he says, that's exactly what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. So the ultimate lishma will imply that I deher what I'm doing. Doing the mitzvahs are like exercise of some sort. I'm exercising my neshama, and the mechoven is the to'elos that comes out of it. So if I deher it, then I'm doing the mitzvah really because the mitzvah is important, not just because I was told to do it. So now he's explaining something here, very, very interesting, that the churo, what's the inyan birchas hamitzvah? If I eat an apple, so the apple is kind of chulin. I'm eating it because I'm hungry, but I have to say to myself, there's Ribbono Shel'Olam who made this apple, and he made such wonderful apples, and it's so tasty, and so on. I'm not a toiv. Okay, I understand that in Birchas Anenin. I understand Birchas Aria. I see the Yam HaGadol, I haven't seen in a while, I'm very overwhelmed by it. It's ma'or in me a certain regard for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Birchas HaMitzvah is much harder. I mean, yes, you told me to take Lulav and Esrig. So what does the bracha come in there for? What's the bracha trying to say? So he says, because it's part of his ratzon. It's part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants at the mitzvah is a certain attitude towards the mitzvah. Hefresh ben tamid chacham lama oretz basias ha-mitzvah hu ba bracha ritzon asiyosei. Kiguf hamaisim shavin. So the mice itself is a mice. Raka brochi ala tzivui, udvekus hamitzvis batera, feitziva mitzvim batera. So when I come along and I'm saying this is a fulfillment of a certain command, what I'm doing is I'm associating the mice that I'm doing with the mitzvah. And and therefore it becomes one. I become a chuba. It draws the line from the tziva to the mitzvah. I once heard, well, this is going back, my gosh, I can better make a chesed because I remember when it was. When one of my sons, when Tziki, I mean, he must be in his 40s now, became, when he became bar mitzvah, one of the people I took him to was to Rav Avram Chaim, to Rav Chaim Brim. Rav Avram Chaim Brim is actually my son's son is named after him, after Rav Chaim Brim, because Rav Chaim Brim was very close to his mother's, to my daughter's family, whatever. So I took him to Rav Chaim Brim, and Rav Chaim Brim told him that Rav Volba said, it's very interesting. Rav Chaim Brim was a very interesting personality. He learned to be yeshiva. He was a Biyana Chassid, original Chassid, actually. His brother was a yeshiva in Rishon, and he had made his rounds. I mean, he had seen a lot of big people, and he was sort of a collection of different hanhagis, and his shver was Matzdor for Rav. So he told him that. So he had gone to Volba. He said, after the Six Day War, Volba went around to different friar places lecturing, and he went with him. So Volba said that when you do a mitzvah, ketikunoi, the mitzvah and the mitzvah become one through the mitzvah. That's the prinas tzeves, the mitzvah, because that. So Reb Chaim Brim told my son, I saw this twice in my life. When the siyat and the Rebbe did Hashinus, I saw what that means, that the mitzvah with the mitzvah become one through the tzipui. Siyat Nereb was one of the Regina Rebbes. It's written Husiyat, and that's what it is. That's one. And secondly, an ordinary mincha by the Chazanish, you also saw it. So just the confluence of the worlds, and he was very close to Chazanish, Reb Chaim Brim. He spent time with Chazanish. So he said, twice my if I saw it. When the Siyat Nereb did Hashinus, on Chaznish damned a regular mincha during the weekdays. But it's the same point of the mitzvah and the mitzvah becoming one. Kigufa ma'isim shavim, rak ha'brochil atzivui. So when I'm Oretz and the Talmud Gong does it, the difference lies in the brocha, in this teher, that this is an embodiment of Ratzon Hashem, and b'meile, I'm absorbing it. V'dveikus ha'mitzvahs ba'teira. So every mitzvah has its sheirish and its anaf. Its anaf is a separate, it's an extension that allows you to hold one end, and the other end is held kaviyachol by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's mechaber you. So that can be cut. The Torah of the mitzvah is its sheirish. And that's embedded. So if you absorb the sheirish, you're absorbing it into yourself, and then there's no kibbutz. V'abrocha mevarim zesh Hashem zoch tzivan ha'torekei. V'adei abrocha medabek ha'mitzvah b'shrosha b'torek ha'na'al. So that's where it's very interesting. I'm trying to remember, if I'm not mistaken, just 1 second, look it up a minute. Find it. It says like this. They bring down that the Mea Adonim in the Migdash was keneged the Mea Brachas. To bring it from, you see, the Rabbi Dallas Sarfasi, Tirushai, Achido brings it. It's brought down a lot, but Sfasemis says it brings it from the Chiddush Arim, but the earliest is they brings it from a Rivi Dal, that the Mea Brachas is keneged They may have done it. Okay, if it is, it is. I mean, I have what this is 100. But the Adonim were the part that really were the Hebrew to the ground. This is where this was actually the interface between the base with the thing that came on top. So that this they stood on top, and that Adonim was there, was like the sockets. So the brachas take the various phenomena in the in Bria and the mechaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, including Berachas HaMitzvah, and part of those brachas was the brachas and Tos Yadayim and things like that, which are all going back on that. And it's the same idea as we said. Okay, let's next piece. Uberashi zal, Eish tamid tukad. So Rashi says, Eish shenema b'tomid shemadik mehaneiros, that you take the Eish from the tamid, and with that you light the neiros. Yeshlema gam king, dichsiv ner mitzvah v'teira oyer. V'hukan now, shadlokas ha-mitzvah de'atera, l'gdavek u'lechabe ha-mitzvah shasha b'teira. Shenema b'tamid, kidichsiv v'gizvim v'layla. So tamid is another synonym for divrei Torah. It's the Gizba Yom V'Layla is the Tmidas of Torah. The Rambam, when he describes the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, it's there is no there are no off times, and the Mela the you're taking the fire to light a particular mitzvah is it Sheirish is from the Tmidas from Tmidas. Or Messiah. Rashi, Afhim Mizbeach Achitzin Tukat. So Rashi says that the Eish Tamid is taken from a Maracha that is on the Mizbeach that is also a Tamid. So the Maracha on the Mizbeach has to be Tamid, and and that's the fire that's used to light the Ner Tamid. The Hinek Siv here Oilal Moikta. Abazak Kodesh Machshavara La Oikdala Ubir La. So he explains that there's a certain in the Zohar Kodesh says it sort of is the fire that consumes Machshavas Ros is this fire Mizbeach. Pirishvarav. Ki yesh have ora vishal heves ha oila melea believe Adam, ades eris nafshe, where oise goil chas the shemis bok shoisim kol ishi sorb hol rega verega, the cholin yonim. So, the zeo shakos of a beer by a coin, by biker biker, shaprinas chesed. O biker shemvur chasers bok shahesed kil kolaye. So he says, the mokor for this eish, so there's a certain eish kodesh, meaning a certain fire of kedusha of eslavus that's in a person's heart. The mokor is the deher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant chesed. A person responds, just like a person's keshet to his mother is beyond, because there's a sense of always having a mative. So the place where that is iris comes from. Is from there by day his iris ava mitis nisav komachshavas vavolim. So he says that the you can't. He's going to make this point in a sec. You can't push away bad machshavas with just saying I don't want to think of these bad machshavas. I don't want to think about it is the best recipe for thinking about it, for obsessing about it. So. It's the only way is when a person is consumed with an Eish of Kedusha, and that's when a person does things with eslavos. When a person goes about doing things in a very perfunctory way, it allows for the mind to stray, to go with, to attain itself, whatever it wants to attain itself. When a person is aroused himself with eslavos, by the Yisoiris Ava Mitis, Nisrav Komach Shavas Vavolim. Ki be'emes Eitza yutz litkas machshavas ros urak zeh liyos hislav was tamed becheshek v'rotzav esis barach. In other words, klal gadol is we don't multitask. We multitask by doing one thing with our hands and another thing with our mouth and another thing with our eyes. That we can multitask. But whatever my hand is busy with, it can be only one thing. Whatever I'm thinking about, one thing I'm thinking about. So when a person does things and his kreyach of tshuka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nesayir, there is no room for tshuka for other things. So the doing it with the ha'ara, with the eish, allows him to have a free heart for the Torah Shabbat. B'chol zeh ba al yedei shmiras ha'ratzon kol hayom kanal. V'zeh shekos av Rashi af hi mizbech achitzin tuka. V'zeh shekos av hi ha'oyla kaidei zeh yesh gam kein alea aliyah. Sorry, l'machshav v'ro ba'atzma. Shazeh shadei zeh lovoy. It makes it only for now. So this is already a side point. It's a point by Chassidus Sfarim, who spoke a lot about how to make use of bad machshavas. He said, if that's what forces a person to be nizdabek and nisayir in taiv, then bal korchach, that itself was also taiv. So if a person is mischazik in taiv because he saw ra, Araya Saitabikal Kula, yeah, that's Menayayin. So the Saitabikal Kula has also some sort of tikkun. Vizer Shekosa Vayamus Adeshin Shesharom of Aliyadizah now. The Vayamus means now that because this prompted in him some sort of Isaktusha, the Deshin itself also has an Aliyah. Vahavin Kizer Shekosa is Teresa Oile, Oila Moiktek, Mashkosa Kodish, Shesh Esha Tichla Shesarev Machala, Ala Erchivra. Zohar says there are two fights. It's a lot. It's a topic discussed a lot in Zohar and others for him about the different colors in the fire. The Tchelas is shchoil. It's something which is bad. It's seiref. It's bad, and chivra a lovan is pure, and so on. So one fire brings about the other fire. So because the fire, the slivers to get rid of the other kavanas brings about this, it becomes a tikkun to it. Okay, beseder gemor, good. Okay, we'll hold it here. Agud vach, agud Shabbos.